for your faithfulness. It's your time. You've been faithful.
You've been faithful. You've been true.
And you've done all. You held on and you were strong, and for your faithfulness, it's your time.
The ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to Revelation chapter 4 for the purpose of reading in your hearing some of the greatest writings in the Holy Bible. And I say that because we see what I call scenes in heaven. S-C-E-N-E-S, scenes in heaven. And it is my intent to share these with you primarily by reading them in your hearing and asking you to read and reread them. I am so totally caught up every time I read these chapters. I would like for us to read, if you have your Bible, please get your Holy Bible and turn to the last book in the Holy Bible, Revelation chapter 4. After having read the three chapters, I will probably make a few comments, but not many, because I think the reading is so rich, and I think your greater benefit will come from your rereading these chapters in the future. And I pray and hope that you will begin that rereading in the very near future. Revelation chapter 4, and keep in mind, it is my intent to read Revelation chapters 4, 5, and 6. Of course, in ministry, sometimes the Holy Ghost leads otherwise. But let's begin at Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and following. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. Let's read once again Revelation chapter 4, verse 7. Revelation chapter 4, verse 7. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Reading once again, Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Revelation chapter 5, beginning reading at verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back side, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Reading once again, Revelation chapter 5, verse 7. Revelation chapter 5, verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Read it once again, Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Let's read once again now. Let's read once again now, just so we get this picture. Let's read chapter 5 once again. I think it bears reading once again. Revelation chapter 5, one of the greatest word pictures I've ever seen. Revelation chapter 5. "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, 'Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof.' And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, 'Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.' And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. Revelation chapter 6, beginning reading at verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I look, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Reading once again, Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain by, let's start once again, Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when they had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 17. Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you for sharing this heavenly scene with us through our brother John. We bless thy name. We praise thy name. We appeal to thee for thy mercy and thy grace. And we appeal to thee that thou wouldest help us in our witness and in our testimony to stand true for thee ever and always. In Jesus' name, amen. These three chapters that I read and hopefully that you read, Revelation chapters 4, 5, and 6, never fail to touch me when I read them. Scenes that God himself showed John. Scenes that God wanted reported for us. Scenes that tell the story. The story of what we can expect and what it's like in heaven. Scenes that let us know that salvation is for everybody. Scenes that show forth the great power of Almighty God and the Lamb Jesus Christ. Scenes that prove that God has not left himself without witness. For every time I read Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, I I'm just absolutely overwhelmed. Listen to it. Somebody serves God. God has people serving him. There may be those who laugh at him and thumb their nose at him. But God has some people serving him. Look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, which says, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." That is wonderful. So many he could only put it in this kind of phraseology. Heaven is not a lonely place, nor a lonesome place. But John said in Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." Angels are special creatures of God. Angels are special creatures of God. Special creatures. And they have power. They have power. They are strong. And their presence, the very presence of an angel, is powerful. Just to get an idea, this is probably not a good idea, but a simple illustration of how much power angels have. Two angels came to Sodom, and they destroyed Sodom, Gomorrah, and the cities of the plain. Two angels. Two angels destroyed Sodom, Gomorrah, and the cities of the plain. John says here in John chapter 5, verse 11, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." Let me just say it this way. God does not lack, L-A-C-K, any power. He is all powerful himself. All powerful. This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. I think today it is very appropriate to end this worship service with hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You've been faithful, you've been true, and you've done all that you could do. For your faithfulness is your time. You applauded for the rest. Now is your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness is your time. devil.